Valley Heights locker room chat here tonight on KMZA. Brandon Tam, and we're talking with Jordan Brockstrom, the Valley Heights girls coach. It's brought to you by Blue Valley Technology. Certainly been a busy week. Let's start with the game on Friday, coach. Obviously on the road at Chapman, team out of the North Central Kansas League. Guys go on the road, get the win by 14, 49-35. Take us back to that one. What'd you like? What'd you see there?
I thought we started the game really well. We're playing fast, we're playing aggressive, and shots were falling for us, which is a good thing to see. We kind of gone on a shooting slump in games immediately before Chapman, and it was nice to see some shots fall. Kind of jumped out ahead early, and we were able to kind of keep our distance throughout the game.
Yeah, and that was coming back after the game against Hanover and the one prior to that. And then you turn around Tuesday night, tough one on the road, another very good team in the state in Clay Center. That game's close all the way through it, but down the stretch, Clay Center holds on there, 62-58. What'd you take away from that game on Tuesday night?
I was super pleased with our effort in that game, and thought we played really clean. We only had like 6 turnovers as a team. Shot the ball well at the free throw line. So we did some really nice things. Ultimately, we had a hard time defending their size. And credit to Clay Center, they went 21 of 22 from the free throw line, and in close games when they're able to get there that much and make so many, makes it kind of difficult to come out of there with a win. But overall, I was pleased with how we played. We would like to get the W, but there's a lot of good takeaways we can get from that game.
Yeah, 4 games left here in the regular season, and you got 2 of those 4 here in the next 2 nights. So you get a makeup game here on the road at Clifton Clyde tonight. And then you guys will be back at home tomorrow night against Frankfort. 2 teams you've already seen this year, 2 teams you have beaten at this point. You played, I believe, Frankfort right before the TVL tournament, and then you saw Clifton Clyde in that TVL tournament, played a good game there, winning it by 6. So just kind of a thought on these next 2 nights and just kind of the expectations for both these games.
Well, Clifton Clyde's a great team, and they have an exceptional player, and Sevi Wirtz, and she's definitely somebody that we need to be accountable for. And they do some nice things. I think they're playing really well right now, so, and it's on the road, so it'll be a good test for us.
And then the Frankfort game, how about that one tomorrow night? Another quick turnaround, so you go to Clifton Clyde, now you get to be at home on Friday night. Frankfort, you know, a team defending champs, but gosh, they've battled injuries, and they've really never had their full complement of players throughout the course of this year. So a team that's really kind of desperate and hungry for a win can usually always mean, you know, kind of a tough out for you.
Well, yeah, I think that's what makes them dangerous, is I think they're probably hungry for one, and it's a nice game to have, and we've seen them once, and get to have them again at home will be nice. But they were missing a lot of pieces when we played them the first time around, so they're going to be a much better team this time around. I think they're going to be a strong, determined group that we'll have to be ready for.
Busy times for Valley Heights basketball. That's girls coach Jordan Brockstrom joining us again. Couple games going over from this last week. They get Clifton Clyde on the road tonight in a makeup game. Back at home tomorrow night, taking on Frankfort. Game tomorrow night against Frankfort will be our feature broadcast on 92.1 KMZA. Coach, we always appreciate the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.